here with senior Bailey Van Voorst, a big night versus the Indians. Number 11 versus number 4. You and I talked about this match a week ago. You knew this team was going to be tough. You had seen them in a tournament format already this season. You know half the girls through club and all those experiences. What's it like to be able to win a close battle like this against a team that very well might be one of those teams contending for a state championship? And how much confidence does this give your team going forward?
It's just been really great. This is one of our biggest games of the year, and we really wanted to beat them. And just talking before the game and in the locker room and everything, we just wanted to go out as hard as we could. And us seniors talked before, and we talked about how this is our last chance to beat them. We haven't beat them yet. And so we just wanted to play as strong as we could. And it's just really great because they are they're a very tough team, and they have very good offense. And I think we did a good job sticking together and sticking out to the end.
It felt like set one early, you were able to establish what worked the rest of the night. You got a couple of good blocks on Faith. That seemed to kind of knock her off kilter. They were able to come back and had a good run of serves, but it felt like you found a little bit of that formula. And confidence-wise, even though you lost that first set, it felt like you had a lot of it heading into set two. Obviously, you'd rather win all the sets and sweep them, but what was that like knowing that you found a few things that worked there in that first set, and how were you able to apply that going forward and give yourself some confidence in three tough sets to follow?
I would say, like you said, I think it gave us confidence. We knew what worked. We knew what got them rattled. And we knew that if we could stay consistent in those things that worked and pick us out of the things that didn't work, then we could play a strong game altogether.
Well, and you kind of talked to me a little bit before we got on the microphone, and not to embarrass you or throw you under the bus, but you mentioned that there's nerves out there, and it wasn't like either team really ever got far ahead. I think the biggest lead for either team was about 7 points in any given set. What's it like out there when you're in a match against a team of that caliber, knowing that every single point counts? And how do you guys rally knowing that at any given point they can go off for a 3 or 4 point stretch? And that can be a huge difference when the final margin's 4 or 5 points.
I think for me personally, just letting go the mistake that you have before, because you can't dwell on it because there's nothing you can do about it. So just getting past that and sticking to what you know works and is successful against that team will get you out of it.
Felt like you and Avey maybe both had your best offensive nights tonight, and obviously it seemed like setting the outside was a big key for your team. And you've got great middles, and they had some huge blocks in this game, but it felt like offensively a lot of the flow was going your way. How do you handle that on a night where you know you're going to take 30, 40 swings, and how are the ways that you were trying to keep Oskaloosa off balance, knowing that they probably at some point knew the ball was going to go to that left side quite frequently?
My teammates were just telling me what shots were working and what we're figuring out. And since they were working, I just knew that I had to do it for my team. Like, in my head, I was like, this is for my team. How we win is me by scoring points. And so that was just in the back of my head the whole time. And just working to find the holes, because after a while we did find out it was working.
Well, one of the big things, big change that happened this weekend is Abby Warner comes in as your libero. And it felt like, even as this game was going, her reads were improving, and she was finding more of those digs that ultimately turned into points for your team. Obviously, you know, at this point in the season, you're probably not going to be the best defensive team in terms of the back row in the state, but if Abby continues to improve with you and Avey back there, how much confidence do you think that can give your team if you're able to turn that, at least get rid of that as a weakness and turn that into an opportunity to create more offense?
I think it'll be great for us because, like you said, it will instill confidence in all of us. We'll know that for defense, we'll have someone behind us to pick up the balls that we don't block. And we know for coverage and just tips over the block and everything, we'll know that we have someone there and that we can count on them, especially as time goes on, where we can learn to trust each other more.
Felt like you were feeling it tonight, especially on offense. What's that like when you're getting to a flow like that, where obviously, you know, you and Anna have been together now for 4 years? It felt like the sets were crisp, and you had maybe some of your biggest shots of the season here tonight. What was it like to get in that flow and rhythm?
It was really good, especially last home game. I didn't have the best offensive game, and even this game, my other parts of the game weren't as great as they usually are, but I just knew that this was working for me, and since I was on, I just wanted to take big swings and go at it as best I could.
Big crowd tonight, too. That had to feel good. What was it like to have that student section fired up? I know homecoming's around the corner, and we'll talk about that in just a second, but what was it like to have that energy? It felt like the biggest crowd you've had all season. You knew Oskaloosa was fired up, but I imagine that had to feel good to hear those screams after every kill.
It was really good. Even at the beginning, you could feel the tension in the gym just because we are like rivals, and we just wanted to beat them so bad. And having all of our fans in the sections and just having all of them hear and be loud and knowing that they have our backs and that, like, they were on our side, they want us to win, was really great.
Two more questions for you. DCG coming up. They're a program that's a little bit down, but one that you know that has great history and tradition. And obviously, you got about a week off now with practice and all the above before you head back into the, to the final home stretch, really, of the conference season and your tournament season. So what are the things you want to work on and keep improving on, knowing that this is a huge win, but you don't want this to be your biggest win of the season yet?
I think we need to work on serving and serve receive just so that we can control the game more. And then just with our new defense, just like building confidence in each other and just figuring out all the parts to getting them to fit together.
And then you were one of 10 chosen earlier today to be on the homecoming court. I don't want to jinx anything, but obviously I imagine that's quite the honor for you. What did it mean to be recognized by your peers like that? And what do you think it's going to be like to serve the next week and a half, regardless of who's king and queen, with this group of 10 quality individuals?
This group is a really good group, and it's been really fun because, like, we've grown up together and just knowing that the whole rest of the school body just counts on us and, like, wants us to lead them is just really great. And it was really an honor for me just because I'm not involved that many things, but just people, like, they know me and that they want us to be the leaders and the ambassadors for them for this homecoming week is really really great.
Should be a very fun week coming up. That's Bailey Van Vorst of the Pella volleyball team, a senior with a big night. Oskaloosa Falls here. Bailey, it's fun to talk to you again for the second time in a couple weeks. It was great to have you on the radio last week, and all the best to you the rest of the season. Looking forward to a lot more big wins.
Thank you.